I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm Umay Biha Mukhtar, your host on IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. Joining us today is Sister Salma Khalfan, a respected Islamic researcher, and she will enlighten us on the concept of hijab as guided by the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Sister Salma Khalfan.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you very much for being here. Sister Salma, you have been speaking about what Ayatollah Khamenei has said about the principle of hijab between Islam and the West. And you had mentioned, you know, that he is calling women to morality, to modesty, to restrict relations between men, but not completely eradicate them or say that, no, it's not allowed. And you also said that we don't have to justify this hijab of ours. In fact, they should explain why this country, they are making people immodest. And you were saying that you're going to tell us more about the European custom and what they are saying about.
Yes, he says, Ayatollah Khamenei, that many other things that the Western culture should explain about what they are doing to the women, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, the European custom. In the modern world, people are sensitive to women's dress code. If, for example, a prominent figure, a philosopher, an army officer or a politician protests against lack of hijab, he or she will be jeered at, you know? People are not very sensitive to many issues of corruption and bad habits. If a country bans alcoholic drinks, it will be jeered in the world. This country will be labeled as reactionary.
Yeah.
You know, where do these cultural norms belong? Where do the lack of hijab and legalization of alcohol drinks belong? These norms belong to Europe. They are rooted in the old cultural norms of European countries. They have this norm of not wearing hijab, you know, drinking alcohol. These norms are now assumed to be correct in other parts of the world as well. Unfortunately, they have, you know, exported these kind of norms. And if someone protests against them, he or she is thought to have committed a great sin. Contradicting obligations in the West, for example, France and Germany, two European countries that claim to care about human rights, so-called, did not allow a few women to wear Islamic hijab to school. In this particular case, they think compulsion is perfectly all right. This is a very good point here, Ayatollah Khamenei mentions about compulsion.
Yeah.
But all Western organizations protest against the Islamic Republic for making hijab compulsory. See, here they are facing compulsion not to put on hijab. And Islamic Republic says compulsion to put hijab. Both are compulsion. So Ayatollah Khamenei says, if it is wrong to impose a certain dress code on women, it would be more problematic than imposing hijab, because hijab is more wholesome.
Yeah.
You know, these two issues, imposing hijab or lack of hijab, should be at least viewed as equal.
True.
You know? That if you can impose, even we can impose.
True.
Who are you to impose that no scarves?
Yeah, it's hypocritical.
It's the same thing. You should look at it with justice. We have even the right to impose.
Yeah.
It's our will, right? Our freedom. But the West does not like that. Why? Because it wants its norms to, you know,
continue.
In every part of the world, a global thing.
True.
You know?
And this is, I think, blind following in its best, because sometimes we feel like, why are they forcing this kind of freedom of, you know, drinking and all of these kind of things? Why is this forced on? They don't even realize the detrimental effects. They just feel like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. This
and
is
they're
how...
They're taking it so blindly that the word force doesn't come in them.
Yeah.
And the hijab force comes in them.
True.
If they could force these laws... Then we can even force, if you want to put it as force.
True.
Whilst it's not a force, it's something that is so logical. Every intellectual, sane person will accept it, right?
Yeah.
Women are actually humiliated in Western civilization. Regarding women's rights, we should not take a defensive position. Ayatollah Khamenei beautifully puts it, we should adopt an offensive position.
Yeah.
Not a defensive one. That, oh, the way you had mentioned in the last episode, that, oh, no, I do this hijab because of this. No, offensive. Why don't you do the hijab?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What's wrong with your immorality?
Okay, so let's just take a quick break and we'll pick up shortly. Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and we have been talking about what Ayatollah Khamenei had to say about the European customs. And Sister Salma, you have been telling us how, you know, some things were imposed on the people and are looked at as, you know, that they are a must to do, or, you know, or they're so normalized that nobody questions them, like drinking, like that's a must that's supposed to be allowed everywhere. And it's hypocrisy at its best, you know, that they can do what they want to, but when we want to do what we want to, that's not allowed. And you also mentioned about how he has said you have to take an offensive approach, not a defensive, that we don't have to always go and say that, oh, I am, you know, I should do this because of this reason. No, why are they doing things that are not logical if you come to look at them?
Eminence then continues that they protest why our women should wear hijab and why hijab is obligatory. In the West, it is lack of hijab that is obligatory. Their problems with hijab are far more serious than this. Women have been degraded. The problems are very serious, you know. He says women have been degraded in the Western world and Western culture. Women have been humiliated there. The fact that men and women are both allowed to achieve political positions cannot compensate for the problems Westerners have caused for women.
Yeah.
They've used women as an object of pleasure. That's the most problematic issue ever. They believe women are worthless without makeup, unfortunately. Even they give restrictions that when you want to come dressed attractively in short clothing, shorter than men's clothing.
True.
They believe women should wear makeup to make men admire them so that they can get their business. That much lower they have made women. And this is the greatest insult to women. We have our own strong arguments regarding the issue of women's rights. What they emphasize more than anything else is that Iran should conform to the global criteria.
Yeah.
You see? By criteria, they mean the things that are consistent with the norms of Western culture.
True.
And that makes them so selfish. Therefore, this kind of pressure is constantly used by Westerners. Whenever a non-Western culture, especially Islamic culture, which is not passive and submissive, is promoted somewhere in the world, they fight it vigorously, like France and Germany.
Yeah.
You know, discarding the scarf, headscarf. And they pressurize the people and they humiliate them because of that. They can force, but we can't force. If you want to use it even as force in the first place.
True.
So that is the downfall of the society when they do this kind of, you know, atrocities to women. And some women realize that and they fight for it, their rights back. Like we know that many people, you know, stood against their rights and are still doing that. But some people, unfortunately, fall in that pitfall and they subdue to whatever the government wants.
Yeah. And I feel like this is where we have to come and stand up and say that we want our right as well to be, you know, Muslim women, to be like free to do what we
choose. Imagine if that day would come when women say, we want our rights of hijab, right? It yeah. would be just heavenly. And I think, yeah, Ayatollah Khamenei wants that to happen also, that women realize their own worth, realize the gem inside them.
Yeah, I think it's just looked as something very oppressive that, you know, okay, even...
And Ayatollah all this Khamenei, is because of the media.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the world today, where have we seen there is equal rights or there is justice? I mean, look at how much tyranny the West has done, has committed. And yet they are there sitting and having luxurious lives after killing so many people in the world. So many countries are in the verge of collapse just because of the involvement of the Western powers. And they're there sitting luxuriously because they are kind of holding the reins. Why are we letting that happen? Why are we letting them hold the reins of this world? We want to hold the reins ourselves. We want, you know, the right and the justice of this world to, you know, flourish. We kind of look at them as supposed to be the ones who are supposed to give us this justice. Why? Why can't we look at other more pious people? Or why can't we look at Islam, the complete religion, you know, to come and show us this way? Why are we so, you know, blindsided by their ideologies. I feel like it's a pity, you know, when we don't look into this kind of problems and see the real reason behind them. So we're just going to pause briefly and we will resume in a moment.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and we've been discussing about the principle of hijab between Islam and the West. And Sister Salma, you've been telling us about how it kind of leads to the downfall of society and how we have to kind of bring this aspect of hijab as something beautiful. And I wanted to ask another question. It seems like the Western world must be influenced with this Islamic dressing too. Has Ayatollah Khamenei mentioned anything regarding this?
A beautiful statement is given that the influence of hijab on the West is that Muslim women have developed a tendency towards hijab in different countries. You know, as far as when knowledge flourishes and, you know, when a person acquires knowledge with a broad mind and a clear heart, then they will, of course, come to realize that this is such a beautiful value in Islam, right?
True, true.
Especially as we mentioned that it is so close to the natural inclination of a woman. So in Islamic countries where hijab had previously been abandoned due to Western teachings, and even in European countries, of course, it was Muslims who first showed their tendencies towards hijab. And we saw after the revolution that women living in distant countries, which had been bezeled by Western and European culture, were trying our form of hijab amongst themselves. Ayatollah Khamenei says that they have embraced the form of hijab that is currently practiced in our country.
Yeah.
That means there are many who have embraced this, you know, and practiced this value. And today it is the Western world which is gradually developing a tendency towards hijab as well.
True.
Across the world, women are developing a tendency towards hijab. He knows what he's talking about, of course.
Yeah,
he must have researched and said, right, that what countries are really developing a tendency towards hijab. And there's so many countries, of course. We can even, you know, point out like Malaysia, Turkey. There's so many, you know, Iraq. Of course, these are the Middle East countries, but the Western countries also,
yeah,
for example.
So many people.
Canada, America. There's so many communities that observe hijab. And they are, you know, like strict about the rules of hijab.
And they are flourishing.
They have even community-based cities.
True.
Like, you know, in America, there's Orlando and these kind of small cities that have whole streets of Muslim women.
True.
So there's also Muslim kind of shops, Muslim vendors, Muslim meat sellers that sell halal meat. And this is just
Some side point.
But actually, across the world, women are developing this tendency.
In today's world, because we kind of see that, okay, why is the world becoming so immodest? And we kind of say, okay, should society determine modesty for us? If you look at society then and now, the idea of modesty is completely different. 100 years ago, you would see people, even in the West, who would look at skimpy clothing as something very bad and immodest. And, you know, and today, those are, you know, very normal. Like, it's okay to wear these kind of clothes.
Yeah.
So you see, you can never kind of look at society to tell you what modesty
is. Yeah, it's not a criteria.
Yeah.
They're just importing these kind of ideas, like the global, you know, criteria. That they want these kind of ideas to infiltrate even the Muslim countries. But if you go and see, even the Western countries were so respectable first.
Yeah.
A woman had even used to observe a veil, you know.
True.
But Ayatollah Khamenei says after the Islamic Revolution, women, especially the intellectual women and female students, developed a tendency towards hijab. That means when, you know, respect was given to her and she was told to, you know, like she can even expose her potentials by studying, becoming a scholar, taking part in the community, taking part in the social areas. Then, and this all happened after the revolution.
Yes, very true. I feel like when women, you know, take care of their hijab and their covering, it kind of makes so much more room to progress because you're not so worried and kind of pressured about how you have to look all the time, you know, how you have to just, you know, be the way the people are outside. You have to kind of work yourself to meet those beauty standards outside in the world today. So thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening. You have just listened to Hijab by Sister Salma Khalfan, and we hope to see her in the next episode.
Inshallah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges.